Task 1, Part 1. You will hear 5 speakers talking about the scents. For questions 1 to 7, choose from the speakers 1 to 5 what the smell reminds each speaker of. The speakers may be chosen more than once. You will hear the recording for the first time in part 1 of the task and for the second time in part 2 of the task.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Speaker 1.
For me, it has to be the smell of bread baking in the oven. My mum baked every week on Wednesdays, and there would be warm out-of-the-oven bread and homemade jam greeting me when I got off the school bus. It was the best thing ever, and I used to munch it while struggling with my homework in my room in the evening. Even now when I walk past a baker's, whenever I notice that scent, it smells like comfort and security all mixed in together. It's like I'm running off that bus again. I'd love to be back in that situation now. Whatever the future brings, I know it'll be fine.
Speaker 2.
There's one scent that makes me stop whatever I'm doing and take a few moments. It makes me think I should ignore the pressing matters of my life and take time to just let my mind wander. Remember how everything has a solution. That scent is the smell of a little purple flower. I grew up in Kerala in India, and there was a tree that overhung a tiled pool in front of the temple. Sometimes I had to hang around outside waiting for my brother. And I used to enjoy watching those little flowers drop into the water. It was so relaxing, smelling the trees and watching them float around against the bright white tiles, making patterns. My school days were so happy.
Speaker 3.
If I think of nostalgic smells, for me, it's the smell of roller coasters. When you get to the last part of the line and you're inside and nearly on the ride, I have to admit, it's a kind of cool feeling mixed with the oily smell of the rails. It was a relief that the wait was nearly over. It's not so much associated with a particular memory, but when I think back to the thrill and goosebumps of that moment, it helps me to keep other things in perspective, to stop showing off for others or worrying about their opinion and focus on myself. It's so easy to get hooked up on ambition and work.
Speaker 4.
My first paid work while I was still at school was in an old distribution warehouse. It was hard going because I had to make sure packages went out fast and I was all new to it. There were a number of smells around the building, but there's one combination that just grabs my attention and takes me straight back there. The smell of cardboard and car engines. It was an unmistakable combination. Even now, I can't ignore it. Now I've got a real career, I remember just how far I've come in life and how much further I may still have to go.
Speaker 5.
There were lots of smells around me growing up, some of which still make me feel emotional even now. The scent of slightly boggy woodland in springtime is my favorite. I don't get to smell it that often. Now I live and work in the city, but when it does come my way, it just stops me right there in my tracks. The childhood memories of exploring the land around my grandparents' home come flooding back. We felt we were unbeatable and up for anything. That scent just gives me the same feeling of confidence we had back then and helps me to feel able to deal with things. They were happy times.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Task 1, Part 2. Now you will hear the recording again. For questions 8 to 14, decide whether the statements are true, T, or false, F.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Speaker 1.
For me, it has to be the smell of bread baking in the oven. My mum baked every week on Wednesdays, and there would be warm out-of-the-oven bread and homemade jam greeting me when I got off the school bus. It was the best thing ever, and I used to munch it while struggling with my homework in my room in the evening. Even now when I walk past a baker's, whenever I notice that scent, it smells like comfort and security all mixed in together. It's like I'm running off that bus again. I'd love to be back in that situation now. Whatever the future brings, I know it'll be fine.
Speaker 2.
There's one scent that makes me stop whatever I'm doing and take a few moments. It makes me think I should ignore the pressing matters of my life and take time to just let my mind wander. Remember how everything has a solution. That scent is the smell of a little purple flower. I grew up in Kerala in India, and there was a tree that overhung a tiled pool in front of the temple. Sometimes I had to hang around outside waiting for my brother. And I used to enjoy watching those little flowers drop into the water. It was so relaxing, smelling the trees and watching them float around against the bright white tiles, making patterns. My school days were so happy.
Speaker 3.
If I think of nostalgic smells, for me, it's the smell of roller coasters. When you get to the last part of the line and you're inside and nearly on the ride, I have to admit, it's a kind of cool feeling mixed with the oily smell of the rails. It was a relief that the wait was nearly over. It's not so much associated with a particular memory, but when I think back to the thrill and goosebumps of that moment, it helps me to keep other things in perspective, to stop showing off for others or worrying about their opinion and focus on myself. It's so easy to get hooked up on ambition and work.
Speaker 4.
My first paid work while I was still at school was in an old distribution warehouse. It was hard going because I had to make sure packages went out fast and I was all new to it. There were a number of smells around the building, but there's one combination that just grabs my attention and takes me straight back there. The smell of cardboard and car engines. It was an unmistakable combination. Even now, I can't ignore it. Now I've got a real career, I remember just how far I've come in life and how much further I may still have to go.
Speaker 5.
There were lots of smells around me growing up, some of which still make me feel emotional even now. The scent of slightly boggy woodland in springtime is my favorite. I don't get to smell it that often. Now I live and work in the city, but when it does come my way, it just stops me right there in my tracks. The childhood memories of exploring the land around my grandparents' home come flooding back. We felt we were unbeatable and up for anything. That scent just gives me the same feeling of confidence we had back then and helps me to feel able to deal with things. They were happy times.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet.
Task 2. You will hear an interview with a woman called Farza Abad, who runs an online business selling houseplants. For questions 15 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Today I'm speaking to Faza Abad, the founder of an online houseplant company. Can you tell us how you got the idea for your business?
I grew up in a capital city, surrounded by huge apartment buildings, and didn't really have any green space around me, not that I noticed as a child. As I got older, I explored the world a bit more, and I went backpacking until I found work on a farm for a year in Australia. There, I learned a lot about growing food. When I came back, I was looking for work and gained employment selling houseplants in an independent high street business. A short while later, I launched my own business doing something similar, but online.
And has the business grown quickly?
Absolutely. My online shop has expanded so fast with hardly any paid promotion. I was really lucky that I had a media personality in the shop who posted their plant online. Then things took off. They now shop with us regularly. I think in future, though, I'll have to pay more attention to my social media account and post more so I can continue to grow the business.
Can you tell me who can start a business?
Although some say you need good decision skills and to be a strong leader, I personally believe it depends on what your business is. The simple answer is anyone. But you need to be able to adapt to different situations because things might happen which are beyond your control.
That's really good to know. Now, you've had your business for some time. What would you say you enjoy most about being your own boss?
If you'd have asked me this question a year ago, I'd have said it's having no limits to my earnings. But now, I realize money isn't why I do this, really. It's about discovering myself and what I'm capable of. I enjoy finding out that I can do things, even if it takes me a while to understand or teach myself how to do them. You'd imagine it would be having as much free time as I want, but unfortunately, it's the opposite.
And what would you say is the most challenging thing about running your own company?
There are many challenges, and I would say that for some people, it's tempting to make comparisons between your business and a similar business. That's just not me, though. I like to think we're different from our competitors. For me, I tend to doubt myself and my choices, and I don't think that will ever go away. But I've also heard other business owners say they've lost a lot of money if they haven't had the right support around them. So it's important to learn who to trust.
What do you look for in an employee?
Typically, business owners check out a person's certificates and what they studied at university. But none of that matters to me, as long as you're passionate and show enthusiasm for what we do. I also don't care about someone's experience in a shop like ours because our business is unique.
What's your ambition for your company in the near future?
Well, as we've just taken on 4 new members of staff, we won't need new employees in the short term, but maybe in a few years' time. I'd like to expand our product range so we not only sell houseplants, but also seeds so people can start growing their own vegetables, and maybe some outdoor plants as well. My mum suggested I open a bigger shop in the centre, as we currently only sell online. But I'm unsure I want to make that jump.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Today I'm speaking to Faza Abad, the founder of an online houseplant company. Can you tell us how you got the idea for your business?
I grew up in a capital city, surrounded by huge apartment buildings, and didn't really have any green space around me, not that I noticed as a child. As I got older, I explored the world a bit more, and I went backpacking until I found work on a farm for a year in Australia. There, I learned a lot about growing food. When I came back, I was looking for work and gained employment selling houseplants in an independent high street business. A short while later, I launched my own business doing something similar, but but online.
And has the business grown quickly?
Absolutely. My online shop has expanded so fast with hardly any paid promotion. I was really lucky that I had a media personality in the shop who posted their plant online. Then things took off. They now shop with us regularly. I think in future, though, I'll have to pay more attention to my social media account and post more so I can continue to grow the business.
Can you tell me who can start a business?
Although some say you need good decision skills and to be a strong leader, I personally believe it depends on what your business is. The simple answer is anyone. But you need to be able to adapt to different situations because things might happen which are beyond your control.
That's really good to know. Now, you've had your business for some time. What would you say you enjoy most about being your own boss?
If you'd have asked me this question a year ago, I'd have said it's having no limits to my earnings. But now, I realize money isn't why I do this, really. It's about discovering myself and what I'm capable of. I enjoy finding out that I can do things, even if it takes me a while to understand or teach myself how to do them. You'd imagine it would be having as much free time as I want, but unfortunately, it's the opposite.
And what would you say is the most challenging thing about running your own company?
There are many challenges, and I would say that for some people, it's tempting to make comparisons between your business and a similar business. That's just not me, though. I like to think we're different from our competitors. For me, I tend to doubt myself and my choices, and I don't think that will ever go away. But I've also heard other business owners say they've lost a lot of money if they haven't had the right support around them. So it's important to learn who to trust.
What do you look for in an employee?
Typically, business owners check out a person's certificates and what they studied at university. But none of that matters to me, as long as you're passionate and show enthusiasm for what we do. I also don't care about someone's experience in a shop like ours because our business is unique.
What's your ambition for your company in the near future?
Well, as we've just taken on 4 new members of staff, we won't need new employees in the short term, but maybe in a few years' time. I'd like to expand our product range so we not only sell houseplants, but also seeds so people can start growing their own vegetables, and maybe some outdoor plants as well. My mum suggested I open a bigger shop in the centre, as we currently only sell online. But I'm unsure I want to make that jump.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.